Kapuyo. My name is Deanna Akiar, and I am a citizen of Isleta del Sur Pueblo out of El Paso, Texas. But I am presently working as the Director of Programs and Development for the National Indian Youth Council. And I have with me today our Community Engagement Specialist, Julius Thronhorst. Julius, you want to introduce yourself?
I am the community engagement specialist here at NIYC, and I also am leading the film and media initiative for the National Indian Youth Council.
And we should mention off the top that you were instrumental in organizing the Gallup Film and Media Expo, that it's planned for 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. this coming Friday, October 6th, at the UNM Gallup campus's Gurley Hall. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
The Film Expo is inspired by the ATSI 480, the local 480, the Film Union here in Albuquerque. They have a Film Expo on August 29th, right before school starts, and the students get a chance to go over there and see all the resources and unions, film unions, so they get an idea of what to expect when they're taking on this pathway. So I wanted to bring these same partners, community partners, as well as resources and opportunities back to Gallup. I am from Gallup. I am a graduate of the Miami High School. And I have been in the industry for 2 years. I started out in background acting, made my way up to stand-in work, and then I decided I wanted to go into crew. Did a couple short films, as well as student projects and non-union projects. And so I picked up the experience, and I thought I would want to bring this back home, to some youth that are looking to connect and take that extra step in their career path of digital arts.
Yes, the National Indian Youth Council, we have an office there in Gallup. We were actually founded in Gallup back in 1963, and so we've had a community presence there since that time. But our office is currently operating a Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, or a WIOA program. And with our WIOA program, we're able to support students as they pursue a career or career advancement. And through that medium, we wanted to bring film and media as an option, as an opportunity to the residents in Gallup, as well as Farmington and here in Albuquerque.
Few things. The Albuquerque area has become a burgeoning hub of media production in recent years. Certainly, there have been tax incentives from the state that have drawn production companies in. There's a large Netflix production facility in the area. Outlying communities like Gallup certainly have opportunities through that.
Yes, definitely. Gallup is a perfect place. Look at all the transportation. They have an airport. They have the train tracks. I mean, the railroads. They have, and we're always the stop out of New Mexico on 66. There's a lot of art and culture and history there that, these stories need to be told the correct way. And there's a lot of filmmakers out there I know who are looking for, where to go or what to do next after they have gained some experience or they have got that certificate or degree in digital arts and they don't know what to do with it. So I would like to introduce these resources to them and hopefully one day get a soundstage built out there in Gallup so all of the youth and the schools in the area can benefit from it, as well as the economy in Gallup and the Navajo Nation.
Yeah, that is one of our ultimate goals, is to help with the development, the economic development of getting a soundstage made available to those in the Gallup area.
For a couple of years, we've had a posting on our website of National Indian Youth Council education and job training opportunities. I'm assuming that those change periodically, but is the film and media job training a part of that?
Yes, it is. Our film and media initiative really kind of stemmed from the need for more New Mexicans to be working in the film industry and the number of students that we have in the arts that are Native, number of Native students that we have either out of the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe or, you know, CNM, UNM. Those schools are producing students that could work in this field and that have interest in working in the field of film and media. And so we thought we'd create some access points for people to be able to get into the industry.
Would you care to speak about any kind of schedule that's anticipated on October 6th at UNM's Film and Media Expo?
So we have a beginning at 11 a.m. If you are a vendor, then you should get there at least by 10 for setup. We aren't sure on how many people are going to show up. We did plan for short, but we do expect a lot to show up for this event. We did reach out to our networks, and you know the support there has been amazing, and people are reaching out to get more information on this. So we are just taking it day by day.
We've got several vendors who have agreed to join us, and some of these that will be there on October 6th are pretty heavy hitters in the film and media industry. And so they'll be there just set up to talk about their programs or their projects and what their staffing needs may be or what opportunities they can develop that will incorporate Gallup's economy.
For anyone interested in attending this conference, KGLP is airing a public service announcement. We also have a posting of the City of Gallup's press release on our website at the PSAs and events page, and the flyer is on that page as well. Is there anything you might like to say about how people could reach you if they have any questions?
Yeah, you can always reach out to our offices. The National Indian Youth Council has an office there in Gallup over on Cliff Street, or through our website at niyc-alb.org.
Why don't you repeat that?
It's niyc-alb.org.
Very good. Well, is there anything else that you might like to say either about the National Indian Youth Council, about the October 6th event, or about your own stories?
Just in closing, you know, the National Indian Youth Council has been serving the Native community here in New Mexico since 1972 with our WIOA program, and we've been a part of the community since back early in the 60s. We were responsible for the Red Power movement, and we're hopeful that we can see a resurgence of that kind of power here in this current day and age to really change things in our communities and to make education a priority for everyone help our communities to heal, to help our communities to be healthy, and to sustain a strong economic presence into the future.
Right now, with the initiative that we're leading, our current efforts are reaching out to students, potential work sites, residents, and supporters of the film industry. We have a film appointment program for our students. And, you know, anybody who's just looking to get some projects done, we have a couple cameras, sound equipment. What else do we have? Lights, slates, as well as we have post-production bays here at NYC, and we're looking to get these services at all our offices so we can offer these resources to our students. I am an advisory board member for the New Mexico Film Foundation, where I am allocating resources such as networking events and student screening, student filmmakers screening events. And these usually happen at the Violent Crown in Santa Fe or at the Guild Theater here in Albuquerque. And I do want to bring this out to Gallup. We run a annual, quarterly trolley film ride here in Albuquerque. So the next one is coming up this after the Balloon Fiesta, or next weekend, I believe. We are going to be having a trolley film crawl, and this is where we organize the trolley film. I mean, not the trolley film, the trolley, Old Town Trolley here in Albuquerque. We go and visit studios around Albuquerque, studios and film businesses of New Mexico, and that are all looking to support the local filmmakers here in the community. And we're just all looking to solidify New Mexico's, what am I trying to say?
Footprint,
Foundation,
yeah,
footprint
foundation.
and foundation here in New Mexico. So, we don't have to rely on these big studios, to offer us jobs. And we do have our local talent here that we can invest in. So that's all I have to say about this.
Okay. I just wanted to summarize that the city of Gallup, in collaboration with the National Indian Youth Council, will be hosting a film and media expo from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. on this coming Friday, October 6th, at the University of New Mexico Gallup campus's Gurley Hall, 705 Gurley Avenue. The full press release, flyer, etc., as well as NIYC information on education and job training, is available at kglp.org on our PSAs and events page.
It is open to the public, so bring your family. If you are interested in filmmaking, this is another event for you to attend. There is cross-training opportunities in the industry, so get out there and get to asking these guys questions at the tables.
Deanna and Julius, thank you so much for sharing today.
And thank you, Rachel. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having us, Rachel.